Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, honey. Welcome to episode, I think two. Season four. I'm up early before everyone else on Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn. And as always, I am always up before everyone else. It is 8:36 a.m. straight up on the East Coast. It is Thursday, March 3rd. 2022. Welcome to a new day, y'all. I don't know what time you're gonna hear this, but right now it is 8:36 a.m. Check it out. So how has everyone been? I hope everyone's doing good. Everybody's doing great. I did want to talk about Russia. I told y'all that the last time I was on here. I was like, I do want to talk about Russia, but I don't want to talk about Russia. I don't want to get into politics, but there's so much going on. And I really don't have no show plan, really. I just wanted to come on here and talk about a subject that I saw on Facebook this morning. Because y'all know I used to do piggyback posts, you know, piggyback subjects. Now, I piggyback off a post off of Facebook or whatever. And this morning, okay, let me look it up. Let me go on Facebook real quick. Because I'm not going to keep y'all on this morning because I have stuff that I have to do, and I know y'all got stuff to do, so we're gonna keep it short and sweet. We're gonna keep it cute for the people in the back, because the people in the back need help. the people in the back need help this morning. I'm gonna help y'all out this morning, because I need a social media break. I don't know about y'all, but social media drains the living fuck out of me. It drains me, and I hate it. I really, really hate it. It just drains me because, okay. So, you know, with the whole Russia thing going on, and a lot of the people on my timeline really haven't been talking about it. I mean, they'll mention it every once in a while, but sometimes, and I'm not going to say anybody on blast, because if you don't like a post, you can always just scroll past. But y'all, when y'all write your posts, okay, make sure it makes sense. I'm not going to fact check you. I'm not going to put you in a corner. I'm not going to do any of that. But just make sure that it makes sense, because some of the shit that they be writing really doesn't make sense, and I really want to put this person on blast, but I really don't want to put this person on blast. But it's a couple people, but they're not in my immediate orbit, and I doubt if they listen to my broadcast or anything. But they, I just think that y'all should just leave. I think that social media should be a place where you share pictures of your babies, of your food, of sunsets, of your dog, of your cat. Talk about your boyfriend. Talk about your girlfriend. Talk about your partner, your companion. And put clothes on and stuff like that. I think it's supposed to be fun. I really don't think it should be all about politics and, this is what's going on in the world. But that's how it is now. This is how some people get their news. And unfortunately, they always been talking about, they try to filter out the good and the bad and the fake and the real. And nowadays on social media, you really can't tell, because some people actually go to Facebook for their news. And my friends, I have to say that you are quite sad if you go to Facebook to get your news, because you can go to YouTube, MSNBC, CNN, Fox, ONA News, Newsmax, whatever your political party, whatever your preference, you can always go on those websites and you can actually look for articles from the dates and everything. And if you're confused about something, just watch television. If you don't want to watch television, do your own research. But let me tell you something, it gotta be correct, y'all, because some of that shit y'all be talking, I'll just be like, oh my motherfucking goodness, I cannot believe y'all graduated high school. I can't believe y'all reproduce. I can't believe that you have children and you're instilling garbage in your children like that. And I hope and I pray that your children do not take what you're telling them and run with it. I hope it just stops right at you. Because it's crazy. It's crazy, y'all. I can take any of the kids. I don't know business eating potato chips. I haven't pricked my finger or anything. I want to eat breakfast, but I really don't know what I want to eat yet. Yesterday I had chicken filet. Oh my God, it was so good. I'm sitting up here staring at the picture now. I had fruit salad. I had parfait. I had a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with two different kinds of cheeses. I had the dipping sauce. I had a frosting lemonade and a diet soda. I ate everything. I ate everything. I really did. And, you know, it's funny because I'm looking like, what is wrong with me? Like, why am I eating all this weird stuff? Like, I was telling one of my friends yesterday that I ate a hot dog with. Okay, here we go. I went to 7-Eleven. And I ate a cheeseburger bite. And it had tomatoes, relish, pickles, onions, sauerkraut, cheese, chili, jalapenos. I enjoyed it. I devoured it. I devoured it. And then I put pickles, jalapenos. The pickles and the jalapenos and the chili and the cheese, like, really set it off. And it was so delicious. I sat right here and I ate both of them. I devoured them. And I'm looking like, why are you eating like a pregnant woman? And I'm like, this is ridiculous. And then I went to the store and with my aunt a couple days ago, and I bought some hot dogs, which I think I'm probably going to eat them for breakfast because I love hot dogs. It's like we have hot dogs, chili, cheese, we have tomatoes and pickles. I almost ate a whole jar of pickles. And I'm kind of concerned because of how I'm eating. And I usually eat a little bit normal, but this is like, I don't eat like this. I don't eat like this. You know, I'm all into vegetables and, you know, seafood and stuff like that. Like, I actually have a taste for like bananas. Like, I really want banana. I'm on a acai bowl. It's A-C-A-I bowl from Pure Raw Juice, and I have a taste for those bananas, and that I have a taste for that. And I want it so bad, but I don't want to order nothing from Uber Eats because I keep ordering Uber Eats and I'm look up, I'm going to be broke. So I'm just going to just eat my hot dogs for breakfast. And I'm not going to eat them right at this moment. By the time I probably eat, it'll probably be like lunchtime because I want to go take a shower. You know, I got my hair washed the other day. I'm going to give y'all an update on that with my arm. As you all know, if you don't know, I was in a car accident in October, and my doctor told me that I could not do hair anymore. And, you know, my whole arm is messed up, my arm, my shoulder. And the doctor was like, this is something that I have to deal with for the rest of my life, the pain. So, you all know, if you don't know, I'm not too keen on, pain medication. Like, if I have like really bad menstrual cramps or PMS or whatever, I will take ibuprofen, but I'm not really too big on like medication. I don't like taking pain pills. I don't like, if it gets to the point where it's like unbelievably bad, then I'll take it, because, you know, like sometimes, like, I've been dealing with this debilitating disease. I have lower lumbar spinal stenosis, so I've been dealing with lower lumbar spinal stenosis for most of my adult life. And when it gets too bad, I will take a pill. But since I'm home and I'm not working right now, I just go lay down and let it pass, because, like, I don't want to get hooked on any medication, because I'll take a medication, you know, if need be necessary, but I can't. But I feel so helpless because I just feel helpless because of my arm. Like, I got a new wig in yesterday, and I'm going on vacation. I actually have two trips that I'm going on, and I feel so helpless because I can't do anything with my arm. You know, like, I'm unable to shampoo my hair. Like, I could take a shower, but I can't shampoo my hair. you know, and I do my exercises. I move it and I move it through the pain, but I'm like, should I move it through the pain? Because I don't want to, like, you know, excuse me. I don't want to keep, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to do any more damage to it than it's already, than it already is. So, okay. I never saw that on Facebook before. Look at all those people on the line. On the line. Anyway. So I just feel really, really helpless that I really can't do the things that I used to. Like, I'm going to go to the mall. I have some Alex and Ani bracelets that I want to get fixed. And I'm not going to be able to go to the mall unless I have, you know, somebody with me, you know. But anyway. So, let me click on the post. Do I really don't want to see y'all face. This is, I really don't want to see nobody's face. This is, but, yeah, I just feel so helpless and hopeless without, you know, without my right arm. And then sometimes it's really hard to, it's hard to do anything, you know? Okay. So this is the reason why I came on this morning, because I thought this was going to be a good topic. I was on Facebook scrolling like I do every morning, you know, because one of my friends got a promotion. So I told them, my friend, that I was proud of them. So they wrote back something and I responded or whatever. But I try not to post a lot on Facebook anymore, because Facebook is just like some people's holy fucking Bible. Sorry, Lord. It's just like their holy Bible. And they just, it's gold. It's classic. If it's not on Facebook, then it didn't happen. Like, if you don't have a picture, it never happened. All right, y'all. But it's Situationships 101 is, I follow them. I've been following them for a while. And they're on Insta. They're on Facebook. They have over 1 million likes, 1 million followers. So they're pretty legit. I don't know who's running it. But, yeah, they just post, like, relationship quotes and stuff like that, and they're on Facebook. And, I love their topics. I actually sit down, and when I'm eating, I will actually go to a Situationship 101 post and be quite thoroughly entertained, you know, because some people, you know, like I said, I'm going to get into the post, and then I'm going to get into what some people say, then I'm going to get into what I have to say, because I didn't read any of the comments as yet. So like I said, this is from Situationships 101 on Facebook. Give them a follow. So it's male advice for females, and I'm not going to read all of them. Like I said, you guys can go and follow them, and it was written 23 hours ago, so it was written yesterday, so it's still up here. Still got a lot of traffic. It got like 4,000 some odd loves and likes, 332 comments, and over 3,800 shares. So that's probably a lot. So, like, if you were to click on that page, you'd be like, okay, here's a topic that Monica was talking about. So this is what stuck out to me the most. Male advice for females. Stop telling your timeline what you like. It makes it easy for men to pretend. I agree with that wholeheartedly, because you could be, okay, me and my friend, for example, I could be sitting up here telling my friends I like flowers, candy, trips. And what are you going to give me? Flowers, candy, trips. You know, and he's going to if he's not interested, I'm not saying my friend, but if he's not interested in me, but he's just trying to get to the panties, because I've been dating this guy for a while and I haven't given up the drawers, y'all. I haven't been to Pound Town yet. Yet. Grown woman status. It's like, it's so weird to me because we've been dating on and off since September. No, August, actually. On and off since September. I keep saying on and off since September. On and off since August. And we dated August, September, and then, you know, I was in my accident, and I'm in November, December, you know, I was out of it. So it was just like, now I finally reconnected with him back in January. So we went out, we had a good time, da 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 da. But I don't think he's pretending, because this guy shows me nothing but the book. When I tell you, like my mom said, whoever his mother is, she raised, mother and father raised them right. Because, like, he hasn't even tried anything with me yet. And this man has spent a lot of money on Monica. You know, like, come here, let me help you spend your money. I don't have to say that. You know, but this guy is awesome. And I'm telling y'all, I really like him. He's older. And, like, I will, the other day on Facebook, it's like, he's everything that I, he's the opposite of everything I asked for. You know, because I wanted, like, I don't want to date nobody older than me. He's 50. I don't want to date nobody that's, you know, like, I wanted a bam, six pack, bam, 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 bam. He doesn't have that. He's a regular guy. And, like, I love it, you know. And I'm like, I really like him. And I really can't wait to see him. I really can't wait to talk to him, you know. And I'm trying not to, like, get too attached or too involved. Because I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. Maybe it's too good to be true. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Monica. Stop. Pump your brakes. Pump the brakes. The brakes. Supposed to be pump your brakes, not your brakes. Pump your brakes, Monty. And then I was talking to CJ, and I told C, I said, C, I don't know. CJ was like, and CJ is the baby. Just let it go. Let it flow, see what happens. So right now, I'm just like letting it flow, see what happens. But I'm letting y'all know now that I'm, like, very intrigued. I'm very interested. I invested a lot of time in this guy. And I just want to see where it goes. So I wholeheartedly do believe that if you tell them more about yourself, that it will make it easier to pretend if he was not interested. If he just wanted to do it to you. What one man won't do, I promise another man will. Yeah. He is going to cheat if he wants to. It's never your fault. Yeah. A man will treat you how he feels about you. I agree. If he's not good with his children and the mother of his kids, guess who's next? Me. Okay, this one I do believe in, because I think a lot of women do through this. And I've witnessed it. Don't lose yourself. Don't lose your friends. Still make time for you without him. Take trips. Do things on your own. Don't make your entire life about your relationship, because you'll be upset when he doesn't. So it's like, don't lose yourself. Don't get so involved with him. Don't lose your friends. Keep your girlfriends around, but not too close. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where is it at? Where still make time for you without him. Like, when I was in a relationship, I did go out by myself. And, like, even now, I still treat myself. I still go out and treat myself. So, take trips. Like, I'm going on a trip soon. Do things on your own. You're supposed to. Don't make your entire life about your relationship, because he's not going. Because if he, I'm telling you, genuinely, if he's not interested, then he's, you're going to be upset. When he shows you how he feels, believe him. With men, we are creatures of action, not words. Believe all of what you see and half of what you hear. Jay-Z said that. Because what I have noticed is that from my experience, when they are genuinely interested, and I keep saying genuinely interested, they will go above and beyond to, you know, let you know that, you know, I'm really interested in you. I really love you. And I really care about you and what you think. You know, like my friend, like I fuss him out all the time. And he's just like a sad puppy dog, come right back. Not my friend, but my other friend that I talk to. Because it's okay to date more than one person, you know. It's like you want to be serious. You're serious about one. And then the other ones you're just talking to, you know, just to feel yourself around. You're not supposed to. That's like when you say don't lose yourself. Don't lose your friend. Still make time for you without him. Take trips. Do things on your own. Don't make your entire life about your relationship. Because, like, if I was exclusive with this person, then I wouldn't have other friends that I talk to. But I guess it's like a double-edged sword. You know, so. Anyway. All right. We men will do anything for a woman we want to be with. If we always gotta call him out on something he doesn't do, he never intended to do it from jump. That's the truth, because I used to do that all the time. And I think that is so unfair that you have to jump through hoops. Like, if you constantly gotta remind a man, like, I was talking to my friend, and my friend was talking about how the person that he's talking to wants to be courted. And I'm like, from what you're telling me, this person, I'm not saying that this person doesn't deserve to be courted, but the way that this, the way that you're talking, you know, it seems like, I mean, a man's supposed to court a woman regardless, you know, wine, dine, you know, all that good stuff. Get to know one another, get to know. But if you've already been fucking, you've already, I mean, I guess since you've already been, you can still court. And that's a really touchy subject for me, because the person that he's talking about, I'm just like, yo, dude, you really need to leave this bitch alone. And I think that's going to be the topic of my next show. And I might just do it right when I finish this. But the way that she reacts, that the way that this person acts, is ridiculous, because you want to be courted, you want to be treated like a woman, and then you want to act like the man in the relationship. You can't have both. That double-edged sword again. You can't have both. You can't expect for a man to treat you like a woman, then you want to be treated, then you acting like the man. Like, come on now, let a man be a man. That's all I'm saying. You ain't got to agree with me. That's how I feel. That's my podcast. You want a podcast? Start your own podcast. Don't rebuttal with me. Don't come at me. Go at your mama. This is my favorite one. You're not asking too much. You're just asking the wrong man. Now, I do remember a post. Okay, this is all I want to do, Facebook. Well, I'm going to keep it up. I remember a post that one of these guys wrote, and it said, he's not giving no bitch no money. And he just went on and on and on and on and on and on and on about how he's not giving no woman no money. And I'm just saying, like, if you're just broke, just say so. And that's not me being smart, me being shady. If you do not have it, you do not have it. Period. Point blank. End of discussion. If you do not have the money, you don't have it. And if she wants it, she needs to go find somebody else. Period. Point blank, period. Because you can't expect Ruth Chris out of a guy that wants to take you to Fridays. Or you can't expect McDonald's out of a guy that wants to take you to the Dollar Tree. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, those are my ideologies, y'all. Not y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know, but you can't expect, if a man's not used to properly wining and dining a woman, then I don't think he's going to properly wine you and dine you unless he wants to. Because didn't this say they only do what they want to do for certain women? But this guy was just like, he ain't giving no bitch no money. I'm just like, yo, that's why you single. I mean, like, you don't have to necessarily give somebody money. That's not what make a relationship work. You know? I'm not going to say you don't have to have money, but you have to have money. You know, it's a prerequisite. You know, like, if you want to go out on dates and stuff, like, you know, you don't even have to go. See, the thing about it is, when people get this misconception about dating, it's like you have to go out every night or have to go out every weekend. Oh, we got to go to Ruth Chris. We got to go to Morton's. We got to go to Fogo. We got to go to Phillips. We got to go to Rusty. We got to go to Capital Grill and so on and so on and so on and so on. You don't have to do those things all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go out, like, once or twice a month. Monday, you might go to Fridays to dinner. One day, you might go to, like, the neighborhood pub like Coco's and go out to eat dinner. Or if it's something really special, really fancy, a birthday or something, then that's when you go to a nice restaurant. But if he has the mentality that he likes nice restaurants, you know, then he's going to wine you and dine you because that's what he likes. And if that's something that you're not used to, Bubby, you better get used to a kid because you are about to go for a ride of your life. Because, like, for me personally, I've never experienced this when I'm going through. I've never experienced something like this before in my life. Like, to have a grown-ass man in your life, you know what I'm saying? But you had grown-ass men before. But it's just, like, the guys that I dated, it was something there that, you know, we didn't connect. It was like we had a lot of disagreements. We, you know, they didn't see things the way I saw it. But this person that I'm talking to now likes to do all the things that I like to do. And my mother was like, well, you finally found somebody to like to do the things that you want to do. Like, I love to travel. I haven't traveled in like 2 years. Like, we've been to Philly, we've been to Delaware, here, there, and over. But you know, I want to get on a plane and travel. And I haven't been traveling because of the pandemic. And he travels a lot. And he does things that I like going to football games, baseball games, and stuff like that. And I'm just like, you know what? Let's just see where this goes. We're going to take it from here and we're going to go from there. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. I'm at the age right now, like, you know what? If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. If it works out, it works out. I'm just going to go with the flow. But basically, you know, I really don't have to ask. You know, I don't have to ask. It's like, I'm like, where are we going to go now? You know, like, where are we going to go? And, like, we were in the car on our way to dinner, and I really do not like Jimmy's. And Jimmy's charges you if you do not show up. I just want to let y'all know that now. Please put in fake credit cards. I encourage it. But they will charge you. They will charge you. But now I can't do that because they got my credit card on file. So if I ain't going with that bitch no more. If I do, somebody else will make the reservations. Because I'm not. Everybody go gaga cuckoo over Jimmy's. I like Coco's. Coco's is my bitch. I can have Jimmy's. So we didn't want to go to Jimmy's. So I'm like, he was like, well, where do you want to go? I'm like, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? It was just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it's nice and refreshing to be with somebody who has the same mindset as you do, who likes going places like you do. You know, it's nice, you know, and I can totally agree with this situationship 101 male advice with meals this morning. I really kudos to whomever wrote the article because it was well written, and I'm pretty much sure that somebody did not get anything out of it. I can tell you that. Oh, I was going to read the. Right. I was going to read some of the comments. That's what I was supposed to do. That's what we were supposed to do. Let's see. Because that's what we were supposed to do. We were supposed to look at some of the comments and see what some people say in the comment section. But do y'all know that they're not supposed to be renewing Tammy and Thousand Pound Sisters. They're not going to do that no more. They're not going to. No. Let's see. Let's view more comments. Okay. Somebody says, sounds exhausting. I'll just stay single. Yeah. The hatred and bitterness. Please, women, do not follow the advice above. This was written by a woman. Show this to your brother, your father, your husband, any man. Ask him if this was written by a man. Y'all do know that his fellas have something to say about this, right? This is why a lot of people are single. A lot of facts, a lot of truth hurts. And just like that, unsubscribed. And and somebody said, and you just, and just like that, we don't give a fuck. In the situation, you're responding, so you clearly are bothered. These people, social media, see, that's why I say that. People just show, should be on social media. You know, some guy said, I agree with all that except for the chasing part. I can't stand that shit. You're not a rabbit and I'm not a beagle. So, yeah. But see, why is everything here so one-sided and just bashing male? There's just as many toxic women out there, if not more. Okay, I should have just closed out the comments. How about instead of giving advice to women, you be the mentor for other men and hold them accountable for their bullshit? Okay. Mostly true, but it goes both ways. If I have to keep chasing someone without indication they are interested in me as well, I will come to the conclusion they are not interested and stop chasing them. True. It goes both ways. Like, if you are the hunter, okay? And men are the hunters. Everybody should know that, right? Men are the hunters. This is why I don't have a... Men are the hunters. Men supposed to hunt. Like, my grandma always told me. You know what I mean? A man's supposed to court you. You're not supposed to court a man. But now, all of a sudden, with this, you know, roles have reversed. Y'all can do that shit. I'm not doing that shit. So, a lot of... I understand what this guy's saying, but a lot of women, if you keep chasing this woman not showing no interest, then date that bitch. I agree with him. Real talk, 100, applause, 100, 100, 100. A lot of people agree with this. It's like a lot of people agree with this. You know, it's good advice. It's good to hear advice come, good advice come around every once in a while, and a lot of it seems like the majority of the people are with this, but most of the people who don't agree are the men. So, and it just shows their character. It just shows them their characters. But the men are mostly the ones that are just. See, like somebody put, what simp wrote this. I mean, you know, yeah, some of this is good and some of it is toxic. You want to better really understand and listen to if you got to listen to somebody about content on relationships, y'all already done failed. This is some goofy shit right here. Yeah, these all men saying it. All men that do not know how to treat a woman. Because I can guarantee you. See, that's why I shouldn't have read the comments. Because a lot of these men, they don't know how to treat a woman. They don't. They do not know how to treat a woman. I know firsthand how a man's supposed to treat a woman. And I know how women's supposed to treat men. They're supposed to be treated equally with respect. And I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to let y'all go because I've been on here for 33 minutes, and I'm about to go eat breakfast. But I'm going to thank you all for tuning in. But the only person that they can decide on what to do with your life is you. Like, you can't decide for nobody else but yourself. So you put yourself in situations, and you should be able to get yourself out of situations. And... the life you save may be your own. The love you save may be your own. It's all right to be open and honest to love. And it's always okay and open and honest to listen to somebody. But, you know, if you feel that what's not working for you, it's not for you, then it's not for you. Don't push your views on me. You know, and that's what a lot of people be trying to do. Like, they try to give advice. But I thought the article was well written. I thought the post was well written. And if you've been through the situations that I've been in, then you can see that from one relationship to the next. Like, all men aren't the same. They aren't. There's men out here that know how to treat women. There are men that will wine you and dine you. There are men that will just take you to the hotel and screw you and give you a couple dollars and leave you. There are men that are out there, their main goal is to just get a nut off, you know. But there are men, and it's sad to say that men and women, you got to kiss a lot of frogs before you get your prince or your princess. But take it as you want it. I'm just a blogger. I'm just a vlogger. I'm just a podcast host. I'm just a writer, a cosmetologist. Trust me, I've been through it. I've been through the loop. But do what's best for you. All right, y'all. I will talk to y'all. What's today? Wednesday? Thursday? I'll talk to y'all soon.